Day. This week's Towaway has been sponsored by Sid Goldschmidt of Fairlawn, New Jersey, in honour of Adam Lasky, Joey Joseph, and the Start Your Day, the Towaway website. Kof-based Tammuz, Sunday the 24th of July, Rabbi Michoel Sorotskin. Is Geula guaranteed? Fox News.
I understand this Gemara was discussed on Shivasa B'Tammuz. It will have nothing to do with what was spoken about last week. We try to approach a totally different halachic angle. You have the reference sheet in front of you. Fascinating Gemara. Shtetin Gemara vekvar hoyo Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah v'Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Akiva mehalchim baderech. Shuv pa'am achas hoyo oilim liYerushalayim. Kema shehigiu lehar haTzofim kol'u bigdeihem. This is the halacha. Somebody sees mokrim hamikdash b'churbonoi, and the place is indeed man's scopus, depends where you're coming from. The halacha is one must tear his clothes as a symbol on act of avelus. Kino shigiu l'arabais, rohu shuol sheyoitze mi beis kodesh hakodosh. You see a shuol going out, nishmer nishveinige, for beis kodesh hakodosh. They started crying, and Rabbi Kiva is laughing. Very strange conversation. What are you laughing about? What are you crying about? Omru loy, mokoyim shekosuv boy vehazor akorei v'yumos ve'achshov shu'olim hilchu boy v'loy nivke. This is the place where we're going to read in 2 weeks' time al arzioi sheshomeim shu'olim hilchu boy al zeh hoyo dove libeinu. This is what we're crying about in the churban, shu'olim hilchu boy. And we shall not cry. They saw it in their own eyes. Afleishik eigen. They see the shul yaitzim beis kodesh hakodosh. Omar lohen lekachani mitzachik. For the very same reason that you tanoim kdoishim are laughing, are crying, I'm laughing. The ksiv. Voido liedim neemoni mesuriyo akoyem vezechariyo ben bivercheyo. Shayo anovim is nevuah says I'm taking two. Aidim ne'emanim to be made for me. V'chimayin Uri etzal Zecharia. Uri o b'mikdash rishon v'zecharia b'mikdash ein. The two separate nevuahs. 550 years gap of time. Uri was a Navi who came in mikdash rishon, who was a Navi, who was menabe on the churban. And he lived during the era of Beis Hamikdash HaRishon. And Zechariah was a Navi. We know the last three Navim, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, were in the Tkufa of the end, middle to the end of Beis Sheni. And for some reason or another, the Navi links Yeshayo, those two Eidim, and them Tzvei Eidim, Afsid HaKiddushim. One lives 550 years ago, and one lives today. And he says, those two Eidim are going to be Eidim their money. Kolor akosuv nevuosoi shel Zechariah benevuosoi shel Uriah. There is a linkage. There is a contingency of the two nevuahs. And the Pasuk, the Navi Yeshayo with his nevuah, is linking the nevuah of Zechariah, who is talking about the prosperity and the Geula Asido, to the nevuah of Uriah, who is describing in length and in detail the facts of the churban. This is the nevuah of Shualim Hilchuboy. Yerushalayim. Actually, Niskaimon of Uosso Shaluria, Hoisi Misiore Shalitiskaim of Uosso Shal Zachari. Actually, Shiniskaimon of Uosso Shaluria, Beodua Shinevuosso Shal Zachari Niskayams. So long that the first Nevu of the Churban was not fulfilled, I was afraid. What was the Meire? Shema, maybe the Nevuah of Zechariah, which is the Nevuah by the Geula Sido, will never be. But now that I see the Nevuah Zachorban, I am certain and confident that the Nevuah Ha Geula will come. Beloshen ze omruloi, Akiva Nichamton, Akiva Nichamton. That's a famous Gemara. Many Darshonim have their angle of how to explain what is the linkage between the Nevuah, between the Zechariah, between the Churban, and the rebuild of the Geula. Let us learn together Pshat. Two questions. Number one, Rav Akiva is coming to Harat Seifim. It doesn't say when they came to Mount Scopus, all those Tanoim ripped their clothes and Rav Akiva didn't. Who is Korbik then? One, two, three, four. Every single one of these Tanoim is ripping off the clothes. Apparently, Rav Akiva also knows the Shulchan Aruch Halacha, that when you see Mokem HaMikdash B'Churbanei, you must tear your clothes. So he is indeed mourning the Churban. If you're mourning the Churban, what are you laughing at? Number two, the Marsha Muchetz. Is there a question if Nevuah is authentic? There is a Nevuah of Zechariah of Yeshu Zekeinim, Zekeinos, Bilchemes, Yerushalayim, Ve'ishal Mishante, with all the beautiful Pshechlach of what it means. But it is a Geula Asida. So the Nevuah is sealed, signed, and confirmed. So what are you telling me? Actually, Niskayman Vuosa Shaluria, Hoisi Misyara Shema Vuosa Shazachai will not be Niskayan. This is not somebody who's going to predict, going to the fortune teller is telling you what's going to be. This is a Nevuah, Shtetach HaPosuk, Zachai was a Novi, everything is Dvar Hashem. He's saying a Nevuah, Oyesh Vizakayan 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 Vizakayan. So who cares about the past history of what happened in the Beis Hamikdash Harishon? The Nevuah, which was said 550 years ago by Uriah. And the Gemara seems to be saying that Rav Akiva is telling him that so long that the first Nevuah was not fulfilled, Ha'isi Misyar, there is a question mark as to the fate of the Nevuah of Zechariah in the future, as to the rebuilding after the Churban. So we have to understand Vastu Tzachda. You know, 2 weeks ago we read in the Parsha, you can take a look. Vayadaber Moshe el Hashem le'emoyer. Yafked Hashem elokei aruchois l'chol basar ish halo'edo. It's 186 times in the Torah where it says Vayadaber Hashem el Moshe le'emoyer. What does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe le'emoyer, to be told, to give him divrei kibushim, as the Gemara says. There is one time it says the other way around. Not Vayomer Hashem, Vayadaber Hashem on Moshe, Vayadaber Moshe El Hashem. Fine. What's Lemur? Is Moshe instructing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say something over? Zot Rashi. Right. Omaloi Lemur. Rashi is bavorns the question. Rashi smells trouble. Omaloi Hashiveinim Ato Memane Aleim Parnes Im Lav. I need an answer. Tell me. I'm asking you to give Isha Le'edo. Please reply. S-A-A-S-A-P. Are you going to listen to my request or not? It's fine. So the Sif Sechachomim, Dim Leiken, Lemur, Lomali, Bishlam, Avay, Dabar, Hashem, Moshe, Lemur, Fapir, Shibut, Seve, Emor, Lem, Divri, Kibushim, Seve, Emor, Lem, Divorai, Vashivainim, Yekabulim. Ki Moshe Kosa, Vayishav, Moshe, Divra, Amel, Hashem. Aval kan shnei ha-taymim bilti muvanim. It's one of the upline and pshat. You know, I would skip to the next story of Shmuel. I don't know if you're all familiar, but there is a story with Shmuel and Shaul. Shmuel is conducting Shaul to go ahead and fight Amalek. Leich ve'acharamto esachatoyim ve'esamalek. Kill them all, me'isho, me'ish ve'ad isho, me'oilo ve'ad yoinek. Behemoth, everything, kill me, shor ve'atzeh, everything should be eradicated. Shaul goes, and he doesn't do the job properly. He doesn't kill the tzayin. And mainly, he doesn't kill Agog. Melech Amalek. Read this after in Parshas Zoh. Says the pasuk. Shmuel comes to Shaul, and he tells him, you know what? You messed up the job. You did not do what you were conducted to do. Vayomer Shaul el Shmuel, after he gives him the Musa Shmuel, Chotosi ki ovarti espi Hashem, ve'ato sona es chatosi. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul, kora Hashem es mamlocho es Yisrael me'alecho hayoim, ulesona lereyacha atoi vimeko, ve'gam netzach Yisrael lo yishoke ve'lo yenacha. Here's a dialogue between two, the Melech Yisrael Shaul, who lost it because he didn't do it the job properly. Shmuel is giving him a Musa Shmuel. Comes Shaul and says to Shmuel, Chotosi ki yavati es pi Hashem, son of Chotosi, please forgive me. Ask him for tshuva. Tells him Shmuel, no, I'm very sorry. Tells him Shmuel, Kora Hashem es mamloches Yisrael me'alecho ayom, you're no longer king. Unesona l'reach v'atoy v'imecho. And he gave it over. Who's reach v'atoy v'imecho? David Melech Yisrael. And the punchline is, V'gam netzach Yisrael lo yeshake v'lo yinochem, ki loy ben odom hu li yinochem. What's this? In light of these days of Bein HaMetzorim, let me give you a little bit of a historical background. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, during the time of the Churban, in the pre-Churban era, and most of Sefer Yirmiyahu is discussing this issue, is going to tell Bnei Yisrael Divrei Kibushim and Musar. But something is going on in the markets of Jerusalem. As some of you may know, they were in Yerushalayim two shvokim, Shuka Tachtayim and Shuka Elyon, a lower market and an upper market, two floor. The Navi Yirmiyahu is going in the lower market and saying Bnei Yisrael do tshuva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Machmir Beis HaMikdash and is going to 100% totally eradicate and destruct Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, everything. At the very same time, while he is walking, as the Gemara says, from south to north, in the upstairs market, from north to south, there is another Navi Sheker called Hananya ben Azur. While Yirmiyahu is walking in the Shuka Tachtoi, Hananya ben Azur is walking in the Shuka Elie. And he tells him, don't listen to him. I promise you nothing is going to happen. Yerushalayim will never ever be destructed. And whatever Yirmiyahu is telling you is Divrei Sheker. And this is going on, this dialogue, as the Gemara tells us in Sfeit and in Tainis. Yirmiyahu is walking one way, he's talking about the Churban. Hananya ben Azur is walking the other way, talking about the Geula. Sit down, stay put, nothing is going to happen. So the Rambam, look at the Rambam inside. Rambam is at the end of Hilchas Yisayidat. Shtein Rambam Avot. Divrei HaPur'onus She'anovi Oymer כגוי שיוימה פלויני יומוס, אוי שונה פלויני שרוב, אוי מלחומה וקייצה בדבורים אלה, אם לא יעודו דבורב, אין בזה הכחושו לנבוא עושה. What happened if a Novi comes and says in the Vula Roh, somebody is going to die, there's going to be a war, when is it going to be in the next 6 months? Expiration came, and it did not happen. No Milchama and no Rov and Pliny did not die. Shteit in Rambam, he's not a Navi Sheker. Why not? Why is he a Navi Sheker? Says the Rambam, "Ve'ein oimrim hine diber ve'loipa." We don't say, "Hey, he told us a nevuah, and the nevuah will not fulfill." Shakodesh Baruch Hu erechapayim ve'rav chesed ve'nicham al haro ve'efshar she'asu tshuva ve'nislach lohem ke'anshei Nineveh. Says the Rambam, a nevuah al haro is retrievable. How? Kodesh Baruch Hu is erechapayim ve'rav chesed. And a nevuah al haro could be retrievable if someone does tshuva. Skip two lines. Aval im ivtiach al toive. What happens the other way around? Whoever comes along and say, tomorrow you're going to win the lottery, £1 million. And it didn't happen. So the Rambam, and the Nevuah was not fulfilled. Then, the Ikiyum HaNevuah, the lack of fulfillment of such prediction, is a clear-cut evidence that the Navi is a Navi Sheker. Why? Whatever there is, nevuah l'toiva, it's an irrevocable power of attorney. It's a non-retrievable nevuah. Never ever a nevuah l'toiva will be taken back. Skip the lines. Zog de gemara, zog de Rambam, hu shir miyohu omar b'tshuvaso l'chananya ben Azur. The Rambam is taking up to the very same sin in the markets of Yerushalayim. Shehoyo Irmiyo misnabe l'ro v'chananyo l'toivo. Omar loy l'chananyo im lo yamdu dvorai. If my nevuah the churban will take place, eiva zeraya shani novishek. There's no raya in novishek. Why? Because I am the one who is preaching the nevuah l'ro. Why? Because the nevuah l'ro, it's possible via tshuva to be retrievable. Avalim lo yamdu dvorecho. You are fakoifing them lakshim. And by the toiva is going to happen to Yerushalayim, continued chatoim, yivada ashat anovi sheker. It will be 100% proven that you are a novi sheker. Shenemach shma es adobar hazeh anovi rashi edad l'sholom bevoi dvar anovi yivada anovi rashi shloch rashi behemz. And I state the bottom line in a nutshell, nevuah l'toiva is non-retrievable under no circumstances. Nevuah l'ro is pending. It's pending. Message pending. What is it pending? If Yasu Tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Erech Apayim Merav Chesed, he could retrieve the Nevuah back. If not, the Nevuah will be fulfilled. As I state in the Rambam. Zacht Reb Chaim Brisker, Amay Yadik Avort. Shaul is conducted, Leich V'acharamta, Sachatoy V'samolik, Me'ish V'adish, Ma'il V'adyenik, Mishor V'atzeh, and he doesn't do the job. Comes Shmuel, which is Divrei Nevuah, and he says, you know what? Kora Hashem es mamlochus Yisrael malech. You lost it! You lost it. You're no longer king! Comes Shaul and says, Chatosi, Sono Chatosi ki ovarti espi Hashem! Please forgive me! What is Shaul telling Shmuel? You just told me something, and the Divrei Nevuah, which you told me, is in the Nevuah L'roah. Please forgive me, I'm doing tshuva. Get it back. Comes along Shmuel and tells him, I'm very sorry. There's another side to the coin. V'gam nesono l'reyecho atoiv mimeko. Kodesh Baruch Hu, at the same time that he tore the malchus from you, he gave it over a promise that David will become a malchus instead of you. So comes out that b'yachas to Shaul, it's a nevuah l'roah. But at the very same time, b'yachas to David, it's a nevuah l'toiva. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have not promised on the rebound the nevuah l'toiva to David, so then, via the tshuva of Shaul, it could have been retrievable like every regular nevuah l'roah, which is retrievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu erech apayim v'rav chesed, l'chan shinim vei. Gam nesono l'reach ha'atoivim meko. Says Reb Chaim, this is the punchline. V'gam netzach Yisrael lo yeshaker. Netzach Yisrael is not going to be meshaker v'lo yinochem, ki lo yinodom uvi yinochem. Klapei David, it's nevuah l'toivim. And when you have nevuah l'roah, nevuah l'toivim, the nevuah l'toivim overpowers and overrule, because we entered a new phase whereby the promise was given to someone that klapei plain it's a nevuah l'toivim. Since Klape Plaintiffs, the Vuel of Taiva, no change. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayishanan El Hashem, he's davening, Kodesh Baruch Hu gets the Gzeira. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Al Tosef Daber Elai Oid Badover Hazeh. Vetzaras Yeshua Vachaskeo Vamseyu Kibu Yamchileno. Tells him, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Laza Pala Davenen. Quit! You know why? Because you're right, you were chayt and chayt of Mei Meriva, and as a result, there was a nevuah that you will not be machmis bnei Yisrael, there's Yisrael. But at the very same time, v'tzavis Yeshua v'chaskeu v'amtseyu, Yeshua was the one, al toisef, was no longer a discussion. Look at Rashi, go back to reference number 3. Right before Moshe Rabbeinu has this funny correspondence with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alei Elara Avor Umreh Sa'oratz Asher Nosati, Loma Nismecho, says Rashi Lekan, Kiven She'oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosem Titen Lohem, Oma Oisi Tziva Amokim Lehanchil, Shema Hutro HaGzeira, Ve'ekones, Oma Alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gzeirosi B'mkoy Moimedes. So when Moshe comes in, the next pasuk, and he says, Vayedaber Moshe Lashem Lehemor, this is not a rough dialogue between someone and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe tells him, I gotta know where I'm going. I'm starting out with Hanan al Hashem. Ashiveini Dover, tell me, if you are Memane Parnas Aleyem, if Yeshua got the job already, I know I should quit right there. Because Biachas to me it's the Vula Ro, Biachas to Yeshua is the Vula Taiva, I'm never ever gonna get it. But if not, if for some reason another Kodesh Baruch has not transformed yet, and took as a result of the Gzeirah, the Nevuah, the Ro, to someone else giving him the Teva, then I could continue Vayishanan Tov Tov Kuf Tezvov Tfilis. So this is Pashat Pshat. By the way, this is quite controversial. The Chaim's Shtikul Torah to understand the dialogue between Shaul and Shmuel, and say that whenever there is Nevuah L'Roah B'Yachas to Ruvain, which is a result of Nevuah L'Toyva B'Yachas to Shimon, being that Shimon is someone who received as a result something which is irretrievable, therefore the Nevuah L'Roah is no longer retrievable. If you look at the Ramban in Bris Ben Abisor, and this is Shitas Haran also. Look at the Ramban in reference number 7 in the pages that you have in front of you. Velekach Omar Bame Eidoki Roshenu. Ramban is Muchinzach. What's Avram Avinu asking for an ois? Ve'eino kesheilas ma'ois. Ve'gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'osayim kishar ois es la'aris la'ois o'moifes bedover niflo. Aval bikish Avram sheyeda yedeya amithis shei Roshenu ve'leigro machet Ochet Zaroi Lemona Mimenu. Oi! Listen to the words of the Ramban. Shema Yasu Aknanim Tshuvo. Ve'yekayem bohem rega adaber al goy ve'amamlocha olintoish ve'lintoitz la'avid ve'shov agoy ha'u mero'osoi ve'nichamti alaho. Ve'akodesh Baruch Hu koras imoy bris shi yoshen al topar. Says the Ramban, you know what? Kodesh Baruch Hu said in Bris Ben Abisor, I'm going to take away the land from the Canaanim, and I'm going to give it over to Bnei Yisrael. Says the Ramban, Avram Avinu is asking for a moifes. Bamei lo kiyir Hashem, says the Ramban, Vosaf v'om malayis. Says the Ramban, very poshut. Because you tell me you're going to give the land of the Canaanim, maybe the Canaanim are going to do tshuva, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take away the gzeirah that he's taking away, it's Canaan from them. So the promise that you're giving my children is not 100% still signed and confirmed. Dachmen omarais, dachmen omabris. Shtein Ramban, that trotzdem, although there is a nevuah l'teva b'yachas to one and a nevuah l'ro b'yachas to the other, being that it starts with nevuah l'ro, then it is retrievable, and therefore the nevuah l'teva is not yet still signed and confirmed. So we have a machlekes rishonim. It's not so poshut. In the 4.5 minutes time that I have left, certainly not going to elaborate, but I would like to take it a step further. This is all fine, very gishmak, Nevuah Toiva b'yachas to one, and Nevuah L'Ro b'yachas to the other. Do we say that being that he's a Nevuah L'Toiva to Yeshua, Nevuah L'Toiva to David, therefore the ones who have the Nevuah L'Ro is non-retrievable anymore or not? But what happens if the Navi comes along and says, you know what? I'm giving Nevuah L'Ro to Reuven, and I'm giving Nevuah L'Ro to Shimon. But there is a precondition. I don't know if there are lawyers here. But there is something called contingency, subject to. The whole Nevuah L'Toiva that's going to take place is only providing first there was a kiyum of Nevuah L'Ro. So how do we dissect such a, you know, it's a Eidah L'Cheshb. In the Nevuah L'Toiva, Nevuah L'Ro, Reb Chaim said, let's go according, not according to the Ramban, according to the other Rishonim, that being that it's a Nevuah L'Toiva B'yachas to the second one, we say it becomes irretrievable. Netzach Yisrael L'Yashakev and the son of L'Reach V'Atayvimek. But what would happen if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Nevuah would come along and say, you know what? The only time the Nevuah L'Toiva will be niskayim, will be fulfilled, is only providing we are going to first have a kiyum of the Nevuah L'Ro. And without the kiyum of the Nevuah L'Ro, the Nevuah L'Toiva will never be niskayim. How do we dissect it here? Besides the Nevuah L'Toiva has to be niskayim. But I got problem! Because the Nevuah L'Toiva can only commence once the Nevuah L'Ro was fulfilled. And the Nevuah L'Ro is its own dictionary of codes and rules. And the stipulation of the Nevuah L'Ro is it's retrievable. So I have a problem. I have over here, or Yeshvu Zekeinim is Kainas Bilchaimis Yerushalayim Yishal Mishantai, beautiful Nevuah L'Toiva. But Yeshayo Anovi made a linkage. Yeshayo came and he made a sort of mingling contingency. He made a pending transaction that the only time the Nevuah L'Toiva of Yeshu is the Kenev, his Kenev, Bechavitz, Yerushalayim will be fulfilled is only once the Nevuah Maria of Halahatzir, Sheshavim, Shualim, Hilchubai will be fulfilled. Here even everyone is moide that will never be miscarried in the Nevuah L'Toiva. You're right, you have a Nevuah L'Toiva, it's not retrievable, but it has a precondition. For its commencement to be chal, you have to have first the evil taking place, and without the evil taking place, the Nevuah L'Toiva will never commence. Ay, 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 ay. Here is Fox News. This is where the Shu'al is Yaisen Ibeis Kodesh HaKadashim, and he's telling us that the Nevuah will be fulfilled. Zog Rav Akiva, he came to Haratzvayfim. Indeed, he ripped his clothes. And the reason why he ripped his clothes is Al-Siyah, Al-Zehoyah, Babalibeinu, Al-Atziyah, Sheshonu, Shu'al, Yilchuboy. No question about it. But he is laughing. What are you laughing about? What are you laughing about? What are you guys crying about? We cry about Azor Akor of Yumos, Shu'al Imilchuboy, Zog Rav Akiva Lekachari Metzachek. This is the reason for my laughter. This is the greatest Fox News. Right now, at this very moment, the Nevuah L'Ro was Niskayim. And we all know that the precondition based on Yeshayahu's Nevuah for the Nevuah L'Toiva of Yeshu is the Kedis, Kedis, Bechonis, Yerushalayim to be fulfilled is only once and if the Nevuah L'Ro takes place. So long that it didn't take place, it could be procrastinated forever. It's a check with no date. You see the £1,000, but you can never bank it, because you have to have Shu'al and Yilchubay as a precondition, as a contingency. Ah, this is the reason why I'm laughing. Because in the Shu'al that you see the Churban, I see the very, very Geulo, tolo akosuv, lama oplan epshat zamen, tolo akosuv, nevuosoi shel zechaye, ben nevuosoi shel riyah. The punchline, the lashon say, amru loy, akiva nechamtonu, akiva nechamtonu. Osi tzvim ola nechama. Nechama is that you see in the churban, the geulo. I'd like to read with you a few words that Beruchim sent to a younger man who learned in the Mir, and he lost his wife and his children. And he was starts a bracha and he wanted to commit suicide. And Beruchim sent him a letter, and the letter is printed up in Das Chochma Musa from Mashgiach Beruchim Leibovich. I brought it to you, and this is going to be the end. One more minute. Please read it with me, and this is a lesson you could take home with. Shoyne inyan ha-yeshua, zogt Rabbi Yerucham, mishifi shiyadalnu lahavim. We used to think. The kshebo odo is a tzorah. A person has some kind of a tzorah. V'nechlatz mimeno, and he is out of the tzorah. Moidu ala yeshua, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the yeshua. Aval eino moide ala tzorah. He doesn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tzorah. If you were to ask the person, you ask him, would you like to be through this turmoil of going through this sickness and becoming healthy? Of course not. Zog de mashgiach Rebiruchim ha-moir de-kavot. Aval be-emes einokim. She-kol inyan ha-tzoro kidei she-al yedei ze tuchal liyo yisa yeshua bekam. The entire reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests a person with a tzorah is in order to be matzliach Yeshua. The inyan ha-yeshua ain't mishu she-yesh tzorah she-tzorach liyiv ha-sheh ha-mimen. Yeshua is not because now he troubled afum ha-goyse yeshir. That's not the pshat. Ela lehepech, kol ha-tzores ובכדי שתוכל יויס ישוע וצריכים להובין עניין צור וישוע שהצור היא מהלך צמיח עשה ישוע כמו שבגידולים מתחיל הצורך לזרוע והזרע אוהל וצומח והתח לשוע פרי אינו יוכל לא ורק על דרך זרע וצמיחה כמו כן צור הוא מהלך צמיח עשה ישוע וזה שאומר דוד אוי תחו כי איני סוני ותאי לי לישוע. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for torturing me, and thereby appreciating the Yeshua which comes thereafter. Shumoide l'Hashem gam ba'ada inui v'gam ba'ada Yeshua. This is the message of Nechama. Going through times of Churban, but the foresight, the depth, the very insight, is looking to see in this kleine fuksale, in this shul yaitzim beis kodesh achadoshim in the churban, to see the zheni, the zhenais, the chodesh Yerushalayim.